Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher and you today. Yes, that's right. The phone lines are open, and we want you. We always want you every weekday. But you know what? Today's a special day because this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So we're going to ask the question, and you take it away, the Take Two family way. Who do you know that really needs to be blessed by God? That's the question today. We need your response, right, Jer?
Yeah, sometimes we think in our minds, you know, if anyone deserves it, he does. Or if anyone deserves it, she does. You know, we're talking about selfless people, people who give, people who don't look for anything in return. In fact, they sometimes, doing good becomes so second nature to them, they don't even realize they're doing it sometimes. But we all want people that we know and love to be blessed by God. And if you have someone in your life, a parent, a child, a sibling, a coworker, a neighbor, a workout partner, the mail carrier, you name it, who is just really deserves a good pat on the back from God and a good spiritual blessing, or some other form of blessing for that matter, call in. This is an opportunity for you to give a shout out to someone who is very special in your life, and you really feel like they go above and beyond the call and really deserve good things in their lives. 833-288-EWTN is the number. 833-288-3986.
I love this question because there are those people that are, like you said, so selfless. They sacrifice so much. Maybe they're dealing with a ton of things all at once. They're a caregiver. They've got their own health issues. They've got financial problems, and they don't ever complain. They're faithful. Maybe they go to mass daily. You see them praying all the time. They're constantly just modeling what it means to be a Christian. And you feel, you know, maybe they get unnoticed, right? They get overlooked. And you're thinking, I wish they'd win the lottery, or I wish that person would get a great vacation or something like that. Well, how about this? Like Jerry said, a shout out on a worldwide platform that you're saying, I want to highlight this person and say, you really need to be blessed by God. We want abundant blessings for you. And I've got the prayer book out. So start calling in by dialing 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And just know that you'll meet with Matt. He's answering the calls. Michael's at the controls a day after his birthday. And Pedro is on social media. Jerry, please wave. I'm still a little bit under the weather, so that's why I'm sitting here with lots of Kleenex.
Well, again, we've laid it out there for you folks. Don't know what more we can say. It's you, the ones who are going to have to take it and go with it from here at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. If you've ever thought in your mind, maybe you just have recently thought, you know, if anyone deserves some good things in his or her life, it's who? You got to fill in that blank for us at 833-288-3986. The only challenge I had, Debbie, was coming up with just one, because I didn't think of a lot of people. if you have one you want to share, go ahead, because I do.
Marty, my husband.
There you go.
Mike, because he has to put up with me. That's a lot to handle. He always is giving. I mean, he's constantly serving, constantly doing the right thing. And he's such a good person. And I just want abundant blessings for him because, yeah, I don't know where he came from. I mean, I am a little bit high maintenance. I will admit to that. But he's been just an incredible caregiver. I mean, I was 85% blind going into surgery in January of this year, Jerry. So, I mean, he did everything for me, everything. And he never even asked for a thank you.
Yeah, no, he's got a beautiful heart. He is a beautiful soul, that's for sure. That's Debbie's husband, Marty. For me, like I said, it could be so many people, but I just really want to shine a light on my pastor at my home parish in Big Bear, California, Father Paul Smith. I've mentioned him on the program here before. He's had health issues, a brain tumor, and then he was doing fine for a while after that. Now he's got some undiagnosed neurological issue going on where he can hardly walk. They had to put railings in to get him up into the sanctuary of the church. Some days he's just in his recliner the whole day and can't get up and move. And doctors say that it's going to eventually affect his arms and his hands. And, mm-hmm. you know, for a priest, that means no masses, you know, so mm-hmm. that would be a severe cross. So for Father Paul Smith today, if anyone deserves it, he does, because he mm-hmm. still gets up and answers the call every day to serve his parishioners as the very best he possibly can.
That's so, I didn't know that. And thank you for giving us an update, because he's in our prayer book. It almost sounds like MS a little. So at least he's under, he has a neurologist. So that's good.
Yeah.
Wow. That just breaks my heart. But no, I know, you think of all these people that are going through so much and they never complain. They're just doing the next right thing. And it's really quite beautiful. And you're wondering, you know, is God seeing them? Does God hear them? Are they getting those extra graces and blessings? Well, we want to give it to them today on Take Two, just by shouting to the world how special they are. We've got our first set, our first caller ready to go. A first time caller, Mark, hang on. Don't go anywhere. I want to give the number again, only because we have open phone lines. If you have somebody you want to really elevate today in that way. So please call in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We have brand new donors. Yesterday we had so many first time callers. So here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
I just had this cool idea. You know how a lot of people send e-cards for holidays and stuff? Mm-hmm. I was thinking, what a beautiful Christmas gift it would be to call up right now, give a shout out to somebody, then send them an e-card with the link to the broadcast of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Tell them, you know, give them the time stamp where it occurs in the program, mm-hmm. and let them listen to that on Christmas Day or right around Christmas time. I think that would be cool.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So if there's someone
I'm
going
to do that. That's a great idea.
Yeah. You'd have to, in your card that you give to Marty, you'll have to,
exactly.
By the way, he probably listens to the show every day. So,
well, yeah, no, he's working. But in that case, maybe I should take more airtime so I can brag about him some more. That's a great idea. Did you just think of that?
Yeah, just came into my cobweb filled head. So
you're so brilliant. Okay, so the question we're asking today is, who do you know that really deserves to be blessed by God? Please answer the question. Fill up those phone lines. Shout it to the world. It's such a beautiful broadcast that we can all participate in. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You don't want to miss this one. So take advantage of it. Pick up that open phone line. We'll be right back. Giving you a chance to shout it to the world, that special person that you really feel they deserve to be blessed by God. Please call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Mark, hold on just a little bit longer. Got to share this with our Take Two family. It's Kids Faith Adventures. Get your children and grandchildren together. Class is in session. EWTN Kids Faith Adventures features a variety of faith-filled television programs for children of all ages, including Cat Chat, The Friar, Children's Rosary, Tompkin and Blaze, and so much more. So all you have to do is visit EWTN.com/kids.
Okay, we're going to go to Mark, as promised. Thanks for your patience, Mark, listening in Connecticut today, a first-time caller to Take Two. Hello, Mark. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call on this very important subject.
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
I'd like to single out my wife, Valerie. She has gone out of her way to take care of her stepmother and her illness, and her sister and her illness, and now most recently her father, in, you know, a 4 or 5 year transition from assisted to memory care. But this was 5 hours away in Quebec.
Oh my.
And there were other people that were closer in relation and closer in proximity, but she never let that deter her, and she made their lives so much better in the limited time they had left. But that's just one example. She's a mental health therapist, and she helps all people, whether they're her clients or not. And yeah. it takes a toll sometimes. And so, you know, I just thought your topic is so important because I've learned to ask myself, who cares for the caregivers?
Yeah, right.
And your call is very important because I think the prayers for the caregivers and doing kind things for them, especially at this time of year, is so important.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Debbie has Valerie already in the prayer book. And
I do.
Mark, you and all of your family, especially mm-hmm. your deceased loved ones. All I can say is, you know, I think God gives to certain people this gift of self-giving. And it's just the tank, you know, almost never runs dry. I was going to say never runs dry, but it can run dry. Like you said, Mark, she's got to, you know, be sure to take care of herself. But these are just amazing people, Debbie. I think we all know this type of person who just mm-hmm. every time you turn around where there's a need, you're going, oh my, she's here again. He's here again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and just taking care of so many other people and other things. It's beautiful.
Well, and Mark, you said that Valerie is a mental health therapist, so that is her occupation. That's what she was trained for. But it sounds like she has a more of a ministry mindset, because you said she's available for everyone. She'll step up where there's a need. And you know what's so beautiful about what you just did, Mark, as her husband, is I think a way that keeps people going and just feeling like they're, you know, doing the right thing. And it is being noticed, not that they're doing it to be noticed, but it is being noticed, is what you just did. You highlighted Valerie. And I think that's so beautiful, because oftentimes we've seen it in coaching, right, Jerry, where mm-hmm. spouses don't validate the other one, don't acknowledge the other one, don't appreciate the spouse, and they just kind of take things for granted. But you stopped what you were doing today. First time call to weigh in on this, because it was so important that you needed to let the world know that Valerie is that special person. And so kudos to you, Mark. I put you in the prayer book as well.
Thank you very much. If I could just say one more thing. Sure. I feel that the young people today, too, should really understand that what makes the world go round are people like this. And there's so many million more that are quiet, don't want attention, but make our communities what they are. They don't get the attention, but what we hear is the idiot wind and all the bad things about bad people. But in mm-hmm. fact, there's so many more good people, like the people is the top mm-hmm. that are the topic of your mm-hmm. our call-in.
So mm-hmm. agree.
So they should be hopeful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great role models for us to follow in the world. We just
They're
have
heroes.
To have our eyes
yeah.
open to see them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Mark. Thank you for getting us started. Please call the show again anytime, all right?
I will.
Great. Nice. Beautiful. Valerie sounds like an amazing lady for sure.
Absolutely. And I yeah. hope Mark takes you up on that e-card suggestion. That
yeah,
was a
right.
really good call. Did you see Sarah on YouTube? Can you wave? Blessings
yeah.
to the Take-Two family. Hope everyone is well. This is what she wants to say. For her husband, Billy, his mom, Janet, and my mom, Mary, are ones really that deserve to be blessed by God. They are amazing people in my life. Wow. That's amazing. She's
That's
got a
beautiful.
Lot of great people around her.
What about you, Take-Two family? We got a couple of open phone lines. That's rare for this program at this stage of the show. So you're going to get right through if you call the first couple of you to call right now at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. If you've ever thought in your mind, if anyone deserves it, good meaning, good blessings, it's who? Fill in the blank. Who do you know that really has kind of risen to the occasion above and beyond the call and you really would like to see blessed in some way? 833-288-3986. We'll go to Marion in El Paso, Texas, listening today on EWTN.com. Hello, Marion. Welcome. Hello, Marion.
Hello?
Hi there. Welcome.
Sorry, I can hear you there.
Okay. You hear us okay now?
Yes.
Okay, if you can turn your radio down, you might have a little bit of a delay there, Marion, so that might throw us off a little bit.
Okay, it's off there now. Sorry about that.
Perfect. Yeah, you sound loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was calling because I wanted to bless my mom. I mean, there's a lot of people in my life, but, you know, my brother, my husband, but I wanted to have my mom, you know, be recognized. Her name is Antonia.
Mm, I love that name. So tell us about your mom. Yeah.
So my mom is the most helpful and selfless person I know. I've never heard her complain once. Like, she helps anybody and is always the first one doing everything for other people that, you know, she puts others in front of herself and, like I said, never complains and, you know, just like a real role model. But I think what, you know, we've realized how much she did for everyone else is in January, it'll almost be 2 years, my mom had a severe stroke. And so she was very active, but now is bedbound. And so if you could put her in the prayer book, I would really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I already did. I put your whole family, Marion, and I put Antonia right there. And so absolutely. Wow. So she suffered a stroke. You know, see, that's what, don't you hear this a lot, Jerry? I hear it all the time in coaching, that people who give and they sacrifice and they do so much and they end up experiencing great suffering. And it's, but you know, the closer they get to God, they're going to experience these things in a very unique way, very personal way to them. And so Antonia, your mother, I mean, really, she sounds like she sounds like a small S saint. I don't, you know, we got to be careful not to canonize. That's only for the Catholic Church, but she sounds like a saint, Marion.
Yeah. I mean, my dad was battling cancer for 10 years and she was, his caregiver. Like, every time my dad was in the hospital, she slept there, did not leave. Like, she was just, yeah.
Yeah, and then
just
and
one
then
of those people.
Yeah, and then she goes through a stroke, which is you know, that's a very difficult thing to go through. And look how she's able to live now. So see, this is my point. Suffering's around, but these people, and this goes back to what Mark said, wouldn't you say, Jerry? It goes back to what Mark said. We need the Antonias of the world. If we don't have people like Antonia and Valerie and the others that everybody's highlighting today, we would be in trouble in this world. So thank God your mother had stepped up.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and Debbie, if I'm not mistaken, Antonia is St. Carlo Acutis' mother's name, right? Antonia,
yes.
Salzon?
Yes, you're
so
right.
So, Marion, your mother's got the same name as St. Carlo Acutis' mom. So we you can expect to be graced and blessed yourself, Marion, I'm sure, through her prayers.
As her daughter, I am. I already, you know, that's a given.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Wow. Thank you for sharing, Marion. Yeah. You're what a wonderful daughter you are. And then going back to Surah, same thing with her husband, Billy, and his mom, Janet, and her mom, Mary. I mean, look at all these heroes in the world, Jerry. This is turning out to be a wonderful episode.
It is. It is. Thank you again, Marion, for the call. Be blessed there in El Paso. And that will open up a phone line if you would like to get on board. We're giving shout outs to people today who are really special, not just to us, but to the world, really. We're talking about, you know, who do you know that really deserves to be blessed by the Lord in some way? You know, if you were to answer the, or kind of fill in the sentence, you know, if anyone deserves it, it's this person. Who would that be for you? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And let us go to North Dakota. Adrian, a first-time caller, listening today on iHeartRadio. Hello, Adrian.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can, yeah, just fine.
Oh, perfect. Well, thank you for having me on and taking the phone call. And I've been starting to listen to EWTN again. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to my girlfriend Jamie. She's doing lots of study and she is just like the most holy person I know. And I had recently got out of a long-term relationship that turned very toxic and abusive, and like almost immediately after that happened I met Jamie, and my spot with Jesus wasn't very good. And so like she's like, well, come to adoration with me. And I was like, I'd always prayed to God that like if it was the right woman that would happen. and she's just led me back to Christ, and she does all these Bible studies, and like while she's like doing all this for other people and helping me come back to God too, like she's doing lots of study in college right now, and she's just a holy person. And like I know my faith would not be as strong as it is today with without her in her intercession and her prayers every day. And I'm actually on the clock at work right now, so I gotta okay. get off the phone and keep going here. But I just wanted to give her a shout out, and
awesome.
And I truly believe God sent her into my life, and I felt called today to just have her in the prayer book, because I know she goes through a lot too, but she spends so much time and so much prayer with Christ that she's truly an amazing role model.
Wow. We got Jamie in the book. No worries, Adrian, and you as well for the relationship,
yeah, absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
I appreciate it. And I'll continue to listen on my headphones at work here.
Okay. Don't get in any trouble, but keep Take Two on your headphones.
Yeah. That's what we should do an episode on. Have you ever gotten let go or fired after because they caught you listening to Take Two? We get that all the time, Adrian. People listen all the time with their earbuds in. It's hilarious. Okay. Have a great day at work.
Thanks, Adrian. Jody is next. Another first-time caller to Take Two. She is in St. Louis, Missouri, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Jody.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I would love a shout-out to Collie. She takes care of her husband with advanced Alzheimer's. And, you know, she just does it to such an extent that she is definitely a small-ass saint. And beyond that, she's just there for her children, her grandchildren. It's just remarkable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I have to say something, Jody, as you were sharing about her. And I think I caught the name. Did you say Collie?
Yeah, it's short for Mary Colleen, but she goes by Collie. C-O-L-L-Y.
Right.
And,
Okay. I had it close. But real quickly, I just want to say, as you were sharing about her and how beautiful she's taking care of her husband, and she's just such a beautiful soul. You started to well up in tears. I started to well up in tears because these people that do these great things, they're not asking for any attention or any praise or any even these shout outs that we're doing today. And that's the beauty of their heart and their soul and their conviction and their love and their faith. It's amazing. I'm right with you, Jody. I get very emotional at these shows.
Yeah, she's very Christ-centered, very devoted to Mary. But she leaves everybody else to that with her, you know, her kindness, her generosity. She hand makes quilts and memory bears for people. I mean, there just aren't enough words.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing. She sounds like a beautiful person.
And, you know, I've said this on the show, Jody, before, and Debbie, but Debbie, you'll remember this. Some friends of mine like to say, your sacrament is showing, you know, when husbands and wives just pour out pour themselves out for each other, regardless, you know, in sickness and in health, for better or for worse, then that's, you know, the grace of that marital bond that is really coming through. And it just becomes, like we said earlier, kind of second nature for people. And it sounds like it's second nature for Collie, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
And I like a second shout out to her son, Patrick, who lives there. And he is extremely helpful in taking care of his dad, the patience he exudes and the selflessness he shows. They're just a remarkable family. And I just would love to have people lift them up in prayer for strength going forward.
Absolutely. We've got everybody in the prayer book and you as well, Jody, and your family. We always include the people that call in and their families as well.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you and have a beautiful Christmas season.
You
thank
too,
Jody.
God bless. Yeah.
You know another way we could title this show? We're highlighting the unsung heroes.
Yeah, that's a very good way to put it.
Yeah, we really are, because these people, that they don't get noticed enough, and it's kind of like the deacons. You know, we don't thank the deacons enough. I mean this sincerely.
Yeah,
what do you think about that?
No, I agree with that. Yeah, we need to thank all of those who serve us. Deacon means servant, I think, is what the meaning of the word is. So, we're asking you today, if anyone deserves it, meaning blessings from God, who is that for you in your life? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. More of your calls coming right up. Good to have you with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. You must love having your own radio show, Take Two Family, every day at this time. We love having topics and questions and subjects and ideas and such to talk about, and then you make the show impactful each and every day. And so far, this has been an amazing show so far. We're talking about, you know, if anyone deserves to be blessed by God, who is that in your life? We're hearing about a lot of unsung heroes who have risen to the occasion and then some. So if you've got someone you would like to share, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we go to Barbara next in Lubbock, Texas, listening on our Lady of Victory radio. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
Hello there. Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I just want to do a shout-out to my sister-in-law. Her mom, she takes care of her mom, and she gives so much of herself. I mean, she totally takes care of her, moved her in with her, and, I mean, besides God, she comes first. And, I mean, she really takes care of her, even though her health has started declining. She still takes care of her mom, and she takes care of a lot of people, and she's just a very, very sweet Christian woman.
Aww,
and I just want to give a shout out to her.
Beautiful.
For all that she does.
Barbara, I have the prayer book out, and I put you and your family in the prayer book, but I'd love to put your sister-in-law and her mother in the prayer book. Can you get, do you feel comfortable giving us her first name?
Uh-huh. First name is Melba.
Melba. Okay. Got it.
M-E-L-B-A. Mental.
Got it.
I think you spell that M-E-N-T-O-N.
Okay. We got it. It's good. We've got her in the book, and how beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. I love...
Thank you. Thank you guys for all that you do. This is my first time listening in, and I have enjoyed it all. God bless you.
Mm. Aww.
You're so sweet, Barbara. Thank you very much for that. We greatly appreciate you. We hope that you'll listen a lot to this show, and there are many, many other shows. Maybe you've caught some of them already on the Our Lady of Victory radio and on the EWTN programming lineup. And I just want to, you know, add to what Debbie said and what you said, Barbara, about your amazing sister-in-law not being in the best of health herself, like you said, but still taking care of you know, her mother. That just shows the mother-daughter bond. You know, we've talked a lot on this program today so far, Debbie, about, you know, the spousal bond and how that mm-hmm. comes out, you know, and their sacrament shows and how they take care of each other. But parents and siblings and sibling to sibling, you know, it's really beautiful to see family relationships that are close like this and that really bring out the sacrifice in
mm-hmm.
each other.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we have your whole entire family in the book, Barbara, and we're so glad that you're listening, and we hope you continue with the Take Two family now that you're a member, and we thank you so very much, and we hope you have a continued blessed Advent, okay?
Well, God bless you guys, and have a Merry Christmas and blessings.
You thank too, Barbara. You. Thank you so much.
Oh, what a beautiful call.
Yeah, what a sweet soul.
Absolutely. Let's go to Serge, first-time caller in San Diego, California, on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Serge.
Hi. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm a new caller, and from what you said, there's no one more special than my mother. Her name is Margarita, and she's also close to Los Angeles, and I'm now in my early 60s. And if it wasn't for my mother's prayers, I would not be here today. Oh. The transformation that God has done in my life is absolutely amazing, and I'm beyond grateful and thankful. But really, for my mother, Margarita, she takes care of my brother that's a paraplegic, and she's been praying for all of our family, the grandkids, and I see the results of her prayers, and she's been a Catholic all her life. She's 85 years old, and I just want to lift up my wonderful mother.
Mm-hmm. Margarita.
I love it. Oh, how beautiful. You know, a mother's prayers, I've been reading online. I don't know if you guys have seen it. If you're on social media, there's a lot of posts circulating about Padre Pio and a lot of different saints, Serge, that have said that a mother's prayers are so powerful. And you recognize that about your beautiful mom, Margarita. I love it. Wow. I wish my son. Yes. I wish my son someday would call into the show and say that.
The prayers of my mom turned me around. Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Oh, you're absolutely right. The prayers of a mother, there's nothing like that. They are so precious. And I just, you know what? God bless you guys for what you guys are doing. It's so wonderful to see that participation and your audience and everything and all the people calling in. And what God has done in my life, you guys, if I had the time to tell you, I would. And it is just unbelievable the transformation that God has done by surrendering. And it's taken a long time. So God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Aww. Well, and Serge, I want to say God bless you and thank you, because there are a lot of moms listening right now who you just gave new hope to. You gave fresh hope to a lot of moms, and I'm sure there are some tears flowing out there as well right now, because Serge, the number one prayer intention that we get on this show for 10 plus years is from parents of kids who are away from the faith and, you know, not living a very godly life. So there are tons and tons of moms that you just gave fresh new hope to. So thank you, sir. We appreciate that.
Oh, thank God. And you know what? For anybody listening, don't lose hope. Our prayers go inside the piggy bank of God, and then we just let go and surrender and let him do his work. It says to pray without ceasing, and that's what I do every day. So thank you, guys. God bless you, guys.
Thank you.
God
bless call you, us sir. Again, thank okay? You. Definitely call us again. Thank you. Wow. The piggy bank of God.
I love that. I'm going to steal that.
What do you say? The prayers are, how do you say it?
Our prayers are go into the piggy bank of God.
I love that. Can you share what Renee said? Renee was on the line but left a message for us.
Yeah, sure. Renee called and said, my daughter, Selena, about whom I called yesterday, deserves a big shout out. She prays in a big way for her brother and the family. Aww. So, Renee, thank you for lifting Selena up to all of us here today as someone who is deserving of blessings from God. Mm-hmm. Take Two Family, still time in the program, a little over halfway through. If you know someone who really deserves to be blessed, you know, fill in that line for us. If anyone deserves it, it's who is that in your life? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, we're going to go to Mary. Mary is a first-time caller from Twinsburg, Ohio, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Mary. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I wanted to bring my sister Jean to you, who was in a 39-year, very toxic, very abusive marriage, kept her faith going through the whole time, raised six children. A time came where she was forced to leave the home after her children were grown, with nothing but the clothes on her back at 62 years of age. Never lost her faith, slept on couches here and there until she could secure a job, never lost her faith, and now is working, has an apartment, and continues to praise God every day in the beauty of her life. And I just find her to be such a beautiful example for me and for others who can see the workings of God in the hardest of situations. So I wanted to give her a shout out.
Wow. I'm definitely going to call her Saint Jean. I mean that Mary, I can't even imagine that. So she raised the children and then she basically was out on the streets trying to rebuild her life at 62 years old.
Yes.
Wow.
She slept on couches of her children. I don't know if I could have the strength, but she stayed faithful to the Lord, praised his name throughout it all. I mean, such an example.
Beautiful.
No, that's an amazing example. Mm-hmm. I've said on this program, Mary and Debbie, and a lot of you Take Two Family will remember, I always say I'm a horrible sufferer. You know,
you
if
are.
I went through something.
I would attest to that.
Debbie will second that. if I went through something like that, I just don't know how I would, you know, how
Me
it would
either.
Impact my relationship with God. I would hope that it wouldn't negatively impact it, but I just know that somebody like this, like Jean, is absolutely amazing. Mary, it sounds like this highlights the fact that you pointed out, you know, her faith is really everything in her life, and that is definitely what had to have sustained her.
It was the only thing that sustained her. I can't imagine anybody else. Without faith, it would have knocked you down. And I'm not sure we have the strength to get up without our faith.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing that really got me. She sacrificed so much, you know, to raise the kids. At 62 years old is a difficult mm-hmm. age to go out there and try to mm-hmm. rebuild your life. Okay, that's not that is so unfair that she had to go through mm-hmm. that. That just breaks my heart. But she, like you said, she was praising God through the whole thing, and she's now in a stable place, and she's got an apartment, and she's doing well. So I hope God showers abundant blessings on your sister Jean.
Oh, I hope so too, because goodness, she has. Look where she is. She's free. She's happy. She's secure. And, you know, coming from that, it's such a blessing by the Lord, for sure.
Yep. Amen.
Wow. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Mary. You have really, really made a great contribution to this conversation today.
Well, I'm so glad. Well, I watch her every day. I talk with her every day. So she keeps me strong in my faith.
Oh, that's great, beautiful. Great. That's wonderful that you have that line of communication daily. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you, Mary. We put you in the prayer book as well, and your whole family.
Oh, thank you so very much. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program. Talking about if anyone deserves blessings, who is that? Who do you know that would fit the fill-in of the blank on that line? Who would you like to see God shower blessings upon? 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. JT, you're next. Dave, you're right after that. So don't go anywhere. And we've got an open phone line if you would like to weigh in on this conversation before we wrap things up at the top of the hour. I want to also remind you that tonight at 8 Eastern Time is The World Over with Raymond Arroyo, and Robert Royal and Gerald Murray will have analysis and reflection on Pope Leo's recent trip to Lebanon and Turkey. And Nina Shea of the Hudson Institute joins us with an update on the ongoing violent persecution of Christians in Nigeria. And Dr. Waleed Fares shares his perspective on the D.C. shooting of two National Guard members by an Islamic extremist last week, the designation of Muslim groups as terrorist organizations by the governor of Texas, and much more. The World Over with Raymond Arroyo tonight, 8 Eastern Time on EWTN-TV and radio. And you can get news from The World Over in your email inbox every week. Just visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe.
Beautiful. Okay, JT is next. This is the second call that JT has made to take two. So we're so glad, from Columbia, South Carolina, on Catholic Radio in South Carolina. Hi, JT. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. When I heard this, it was Miss Tara, my son and daughter's godmother / school teacher.
Oh,
she's
nice.
Not just been a mentor to both of my kids and even a mentor to me in a way with her example, but I know she's not just our godmother. She's godmother to so many children, and she does it because she wants to, sitting with through all the baptismal classes with so many different parents, just helping all of us grow. And I know she doesn't ask for it. I hope she's not hearing me right now, because she'd probably be embarrassed, but she's just been a blessing. Like, my daughter was throwing a fit before Mass, and she just saw Miss Tara come around the corner, and it just melted her, and she was calm. She just has this presence about her, and I just had to call and get her in the book.
Oh, she's in the book, definitely. And your whole family, JT's in the book as well. What a beautiful call you made. I hope she is listening. I really do. You know, hopefully it'll brighten her day. What do you think?
I think it might.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's awesome. I love calls like this. Jerry, what do you think about that when you have... Yeah, thank you, JT. What do you think about that, Jerry? I want to hear your comments. When somebody recognizes a godparent or a teacher or somebody that's of influence that's not part of the family, actually, you know, it's really very special when we extend that kind of, you know, honor and respect.
Well, you are really big on this, and both of us are on this show, on our teachers, you know, honoring our teachers and, you know, nurses and first responders and people such as that. But I just think about the sacrifices that our teachers make, who they work way more hours than they're paid to work. They buy, you know, supplies for their classrooms that aren't, you know, often aren't covered mm-hmm. by the school's budgets. And then those are just the beginning of what they do. And then after that, it's the love, it's the care, it's the attention. It's they could pick out, you know, the everything that a student needs in a particular area of their life and focus on that and make them better in that area. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What was her name? Tara, was it?
Yes, Miss Tara.
Miss Tara, yeah. Yep. God bless her. If she's not listening, JT, then maybe you can...
send that e-card.
Send that e-card. Send her an e-card and give her the link to the show. It'll be on take2show.com.
There soon. You go. I hope everybody's listening that's honored today. I think it's so beautiful. Betsy on YouTube, please wave, Jerry. My husband, Jimmy, deserves to be blessed. He is so generous and patient with everyone, especially me, with all my physical challenges. Also, our good friend, Francis. Oh, Betsy, that's a beautiful tribute. Thank you so much. Jerry, I just wanted to share, too, before we go to Dave in Atlanta, Georgia. We talked about how so many of these unsung heroes, right, they end up having great suffering in their life. In addition to all the beauty they contribute to the world, they have to endure a lot of suffering. Tomorrow's show is all about suffering, and it's with our special guest, Father Cedric Pazania. He wrote a new book called Thorns Have Roses, and I would just encourage everyone, please tune in tomorrow on Take Two and listen, because you're going to learn a lot from Father Cedric.
Amen. All right, Dave, you have been holding patiently in Atlanta. You are up next, listening, actually watching the video stream on YouTube. Hi, Dave. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for taking my call. Sure. I'm going to be brief because I'm going to put a spin on this show. I am a caregiver. But I think you guys nailed it when you said the caregivers really don't do it for accolades. My wife was diagnosed with cancer a year ago, and I have luckily been retired and able to go to every doctor's visit with her and take care of her needs as she goes through this. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
That's really all I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. I think you guys said it earlier where, you know, spouses or caregivers just do it because they love the person so much, whether it's a wife or other family member or even neighbor or friend.
That's right.
It just really hit home.
Yeah. Well, Dave, before you hang up, you got to have Jerry say it, because like you said, Jerry, earlier, what is Dave doing? His what is showing?
Oh, your sacrament is showing. Yeah, that's some friends of mine have that saying, Dave. But you're absolutely right. What you're doing, Dave, comes from the love of your heart, you know, as a caregiver, and not from, you see, you know, a lot of people in the world are chasing the accolades and the fame and the fortune, but they're not doing what you're doing in trying to achieve that. You know, they're trying to get, you know, notoriety and publicity and fame and all this stuff. It's the unsung, the hidden heroes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not, you know, all that generous and charitable. But when I do things like that, I often say a prayer, Lord, please don't let anybody see me doing this. You know, because I'm just trying to maybe store up a little bit of treasure there in heaven. And Dave, you're doing this probably largely behind the scenes. And so we know that you're storing up a treasure for yourself and your lovely wife.
For all of eternity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave, that's beautiful. I've got to say it again. Your sacrament is definitely showing, Dave. God bless you and your beautiful wife. Can you give us your wife's name again? Do you have her in the book?
Her name is Jody.
Jody. Okay. Got her. I've got you both. Dave and Jody are in the book.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for holding on and getting onto the program. Yeah. We appreciate that.
And Jerry, I was just kidding. You're getting better at suffering. I just had to throw that joke in there because, you know, our producer, Michael, he is a trained comedian by trade. You know that. By the way, Michael needs to weigh in. We can't close this broadcast without Michael weighing in because he has somebody he wants to highlight.
Well, thank you. I don't think I could get home tonight without highlighting this. I'd like to give a shout out to my wife, Alicia, who not only has put up with me for way too many years than she should have, but she takes great care of our son, Sebastian, and her mother. And she's just a great example to me of how to be a good and holy person. And she inspires me to want to be better every day. And I just appreciate her and love her and want her to know that.
Well, you know, Michael, we could probably say if anyone deserves it, you did, because you got blessed in a very special way with your lovely wife, and she didn't do too badly either herself.
I agree. He is just
a great, great part of the Take-Two family and the show team. We appreciate all that you do, and blessings on you and your entire family.
Yep. We got you in the book, Michael, and you're a great dad. Sebastian's very lucky to have you guys.
Well, I'm the lucky and the blessed one for sure.
Yeah. Aww. Amen.
That's beautiful. Wow. All right. I'm a mess. I'm an emotional mess. It's a good thing I'm not on video today.
Well, let's go to Jan in Springfield, Missouri, listening on the EWTN app. Hello, Jan.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for calling in.
Yes. You're ready for me to tell my story?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Well, I want to give a shout out to my sister, Betsy. My mom passed away in June this year, and my sister was her main caregiver, and she just, you know, she was there for mom for all of her needs. And my mom was 95 when she passed, but she was able to be in her own home all the way to the end. So, because my sister was there for her and really helped the rest of us, you know, gave us comfort. To know she was there caring for her.
Absolutely.
And you know, she and her husband weren't able to have kids, so she was, you know, she just felt like that was her calling, you know, to take care of our parents and in their final hours and everything. So I just really appreciate her, but she and her husband are both fallen away Catholics, so I pray for them to come back to the faith and, you know, but she would give her shirt off her back, you know, for anybody. So,
yeah, selfless people like that doesn't go unnoticed by God, Jan. So,
yeah.
You know, even if they're away from the faith right now, you know, the sacrifices that she has made, God certainly has been taking notes. And so you're right. If anyone deserves to be blessed, it is her. And I would say be hopeful, and I would say be expecting God to be pouring out blessings upon them.
I agree,
Jan, because, you know, Debbie always says, you know, we need to go big with God. We need to be expectant in what God is going to do in our lives, not, you know, timid or backing off saying, well, Lord, gee, if you can kind of sort of do this. But no, we need to go to God boldly as his sons and daughters. And he's just waiting to shower blessings upon us.
Well, have you ever noticed that so many novenas, Jan and Jerry, so many novenas, they finish with a thanksgiving to God. So we're already thanking God for his many blessings. So let's do that. Let's jump right over and thank God that he is in the works behind the scenes, bringing Betsy and her husband back into Holy Mother Church.
Yes. Thank you.
real quickly, Jan, do you feel comfortable giving us Betsy's husband's name and your mom? We're so sorry for your loss. Can you give us your mom's first name? Because we have a prayer for the deceased.
Yes, my mom's first name is Bonnie.
Bonnie, okay.
And then Betsy's husband's name is Ted.
Ted, got it. That's so sweet. So your mom was Bonnie and Betsy. I love that. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
very cool.
And Betsy, you know, like you mentioned about somebody, the caregiver, a lot of time is suffering themselves, and she's had so many medical issues herself, you know, she was always there for mom, so. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing, Jan.
Yeah.
This is another amazing person that we have heard about on today's broadcast. We appreciate that so much. Keep listening. Thanks for being a part of the Take Two family, Jan. We appreciate that. Have a blessed Advent. We're going to get to Doug real quick in North Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Hey, Doug, we got about 90 seconds, brother. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Jerry and Debbie. I want to give due credit to three people who denied their very selves to get me to an emergency eye appointment for detached retina surgery.
Oh,
and each one dropped what they were doing on the spur of the moment to make this happen. And one was a nephew of mine, Jordan. Another one was a cousin of mine who is a stroke recovery. Arnold. And another one is a good friend, Ray. And the appointments were... This is North Dakota, 150 miles one way.
Oh, my.
And they got me there and back three different times.
Blessed be God for that. Amazing people.
Yeah, and that's a difficult surgery. I hear it's painful. How are you doing, real quickly, Doug?
Recovering. I guess things are going as they should be. So I'm hopeful that I will regain the sight in that eye.
That's what we're going to pray for, Doug. Yep. I've got you in the book. We've got Jordan, Arnold, Ray.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Oh,
you
thank
got it.
You for all those. Yeah, all those put in your book. Yeah,
you're
certainly.
Welcome, Doug. Thank you for bringing them to our attention. We appreciate that, Doug, in North Dakota. Megan, your OCIA sponsors leading you to baptism. Mary in Long Island wanted to shout out to her son, 17 months sober and doing great. Praise God for that, Mary.
Praise
Beverly
God.
In Minnesota wanted to honor her sister, Jane, who takes care of Margie, who has blood cancer, and her husband. So, Debbie, this is just, I'm on a high after this broadcast today.
Me too. And everybody's in the book. Don't worry. I've got everybody in the book. You guys are amazing. Tomorrow's the show on suffering with special guest Father Cedric Pazania. You don't want to miss it. And please share this broadcast to somebody who really needs to hear it. Jerry?
Amen. Thanks to the show team. Thank you, Take Two family. Until we talk to you again, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.